The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
One, two, three, four. It's the start of something beautiful. A small acquaintance has blossomed. It's ripened into a precious friendship. I could have never seen what was coming for me. Hangs at the skate park, hangs by the beach. My life, it feels like.
Brother, my brother, and me, an advice show for the modern era. I'm your oldest brother, Justin McElroy.
Well, me? Thank you for asking. I'm your middlest brother, Travis Patrick McElroy.
The pits are out.
Whoa.
Sun's up, guns up, pits are out. Hot boy summer has begun.
I don't think it's sun's up, guns up, Griffin. I don't think
sun's
it's like
guns up.
I don't think summer. People keep their sleeves on while they sleep. Hot dog, and as soon as the sun crests the horizon, summer. Rip.
It's hot dog summer. It started August. Is when hot boy summer starts.
No, pits I'm out, sorry, but you up. Did say hot dog summer.
Hot dog
hot
summer.
Dog summer.
Pits out, guns up. Let's go, hot dog summer, baby. Let's go. It's Griffin, hot everyone summer. It's hot. It's a hot one out there, but hot boy summer.
No, I want to talk about Griffin's choices. Griffin.
In life?
Yeah.
I think that the tank top thing.
Yeah.
Is, first of all, in a professional environment like this, unhinged. But. I think it's a holdover from Austin. You are indoors. There is no reason for you to be in a tank top in a professional
environment. Well, Griffin.
Right.
Yeah. Hey, Griffin, my man, you look great. I don't know why Justin's coming down so hard on you.
Oh,
I love the stripes.
This is easy.
You look amazing.
Because it's a professional
No, go ahead. Just drag my fucking ass.
Because this is my job. Okay?
Burn me up. Yeah.
Okay? Despite what my grandpa Dan says, this is our job, and it is my job. It is a professional environment.
That is a black tie formal tank top Griffin's wearing.
It's true.
I look like I'm ready to go apply to be, I don't know, like a man. Did you have any availability? Excuse me. Anything in management today?
I would say at best.
The labor market's fucked. Get in here. Just grab a spatula. Help.
You could be a host at like a more upscale, like a Chili's. He'd be a host of the Chili's.
I look like the boogie burglar, who is a burglar who goes to the beach to steal boogie boards.
Oh,
the
okay.
boogie burglar he strikes again because it's hot dog summer.
And I look like I'm dressed like an e-gamer, which is like
you are dressed
like
a now Juice. You've had a lot of fun dragging my ass. We got to talk about Travis's fucking nylon e-sports fucking
my jersey.
His jersey that he's wearing.
It
to
wicks
go out.
Away the moisture when
well,
I'm putting in the
about
time.
It,
in
Travis,
the
I see some old school gamer controllers on there. So yeah, I know
man,
that you're
kicks
like
ass,
old
man.
Oh, yeah. Well, you see, guys, I participated in a charity esports tournament to raise money for kids.
I can't believe I'm the one getting made fun of today.
Can't believe you only heard. I've only heard about your charity gaming tournament that you did. Travis is so proud. I heard Travis brag about his charity gaming tournament to my wife when she had been home from the shelter for people experiencing homelessness, giving free medical care. Well, Travis like, welcome back, Sid. Big update. I played Valorant for charity.
Yeah. Well, she was helping people locally. But the thing about an esports charity gaming tournament.
We're helping people virtually.
Globally, was what I was going to say.
It's more, I think I was wrong.
I like to think globally and act virtually.
Travis, we can't see the back of Travis's shirt, but it said, ask me about my one charitable act.
Yeah.
You just tap him on the chair.
Oh, guys, it's good to be back in the studio.
It's good to be back. I can't believe we didn't feel like recording 10 minutes ago. The energy's so good now.
Hot boy summer.
Push through. Get the
it's hot dog summer, man.
I think
boy dog summer.
You peel in towards the
dog
end
boy of, summer, man. We love dog boy.
If you come in right at the end of hot boy summer, then everyone's going to assume you had an entire hot boy summer. But you really only have to get it going for like a week.
No,
before people.
Yeah.
You know.
It's you exhausting. Can say,
like, I hot boy summered in France. Like, you didn't see it. But I was over there the whole time with my cool uncle, Jacques.
Jacques, who basically invented hot dog summer.
Yeah.
He is a dog. He is a French dog boy. And
he's cool as shit, man. He let me drink wine. Because over there, that's how they do it.
Guns out, pits up. Wine.
Wine for days.
Wine in. Make the wine go in. Yeah. Hot dog summer. Let's go, baby.
Sun's out, pits up. Wine in. Sun's out,
pits up. Pits down, guns in.
Worries out.
Worries out, wine out.
Yeah. Out where people can see him. Worries spoken.
Now it's your problem.
Yeah.
Yes, it's all of our problems now.
That's kind
of
what Hot Boy Summer is all about, making your problems everyone else's problems. Hot Boy Summer.
Should we do the show?
No.
I don't want to.
What are you drinking? Juice drinking a little coffee.
Little Java break.
little turbo juice.
Little Java break. Don't talk to me until I've had it.
Hot Boy Summer. Drink that Java. Get it in there. Is it hot?
It's about making hot inside. Make a body hot inside with hot beverage.
Yeah, Uptown Funk.
I've been watching a lot of these clips that Tom's been putting together. We're on TikTok. We want to find his McElroy family over there.
Not a big deal.
It's not a big deal. They let us on. We applied. They said yes. It's cool.
And
we're on
I feel
that.
Like whenever I see a clip, I just feel like, what, the rest of the episode wasn't any good? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It. I don't know where the nugs are. When you're recording, I wish we could just skip to the nugs and do, like, the couple TikToks that we're going to get out of it.
Yeah.
And then
stop. Mean?
Yeah. Well, if we just do, like
nobody, what I'm saying is maybe nobody's got time for podcasts anymore.
Yes.
Well, now you say that, Justin, but there's an hour-long video on our YouTube channel of a little gif of Griffin dressed as a tiny sailor boy bouncing around the screen for an hour. And so far, about 40,000 people have watched it.
Tribute to everybody who came out to watch that entire hour-long video. It was really, I didn't know things like that happen on the internet anymore. If you're not following us on YouTube, you really should, because it was just an hour-long video of a little image of Griffin bouncing around the screen like a DVD logo. And thousands of people came to just experience it live.
They called it the new Hands Across America. It was incredible.
They called it the new Hamilton. They said really good. Follow us there. Please, can we do advice and questions and jokes and bits and segments?
We're doing jokes. Observations.
That's
better.
We're Dave Barry of podcasting.
We're doing a reverence.
We're talking about jokes.
Oh, and that's the next best thing to jokes.
Sure.
I work at a Riedel. It's always hard. The first one we do after we do so many live shows, like we just did two.
Yeah.
And it's really hard. You know what I mean? It's like,
spin the engine up. Yeah.
Is the spleen still full of my, you know, the rant? Do I have the rants?
Go off, Justin.
All right.
In your classic Dennis Miller-esque rant.
I work at a retail store at the mall. Beautiful, babe. We're all happy about you. Sorry.
That was actually not bad.
Not bad, man.
For an out-of-pocket.
No one listening to this, statistically speaking, knows who Dennis Miller is.
Yeah,
and that's fine. That's fine.
Can you do your Shapiro?
Can you do Shrek?
The fact that Dennis Miller is now an outdated reference that nobody gets is actually the perfect circle coming together and closing. Mm-hmm.
Hey, anyway. Justin, Griffin and I kind of spoke over each other, but it gave me the idea of, could you either do Ben Shapiro saying things that Shrek says, or do Shrek saying things that Ben Shapiro says? Ben Shrek Piro?
Yeah. Okay.
You're not doing it. Just whenever you're ready.
Do you guys want to start selling Ben Shrek Piro? Do you guys want to start selling Ben Shrek Piro t-shirts?
And I'm like, donkey.
Just see who sees us first.
Yeah.
Get out of my swamp.
That's not bad.
Thank you. I'm an onion, you know? And today, today they just don't want people to be onions anymore. But you're like, I've got layers, donkey. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Get out of my shrunk. Come on.
Yeah.
Fiona.
Excuse me, Ben Shrek Piro?
Yeah. What can I do for you?
Lord Farquaad, where are you at with him right now? I feel like
he's got this whole woke agenda of trying to expand into my swamp.
Well, may I reparations? I don't think so.
pretty good. At night, Ben Shrek Pira turns into Ben Shrek Pira.
Shrek, but it just flips.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's just flip everything. Yeah. Lady Hawk.
Yeah, exactly like Lady Hawk. Another exactly great topical like reference.
Hawk. Yeah. I work in a retail store at the mall, so it's not uncommon that people. Okay, real quick.
Oh boy! Oh, we were so close. That is the longest.
He was talking about this video that someone shared a bit of where he's like, my producers dragged me to the Barbie movie. Did they, Benjamin? My producers
physically picked me up. I'm not a very big man. They picked me up. They took me to the movies. Have you guys seen this?
I'm slight.
They picked me up took me to the movies. I thought it would be a new Shrek where maybe he's a grandfather now. And I was excited about that because I want to see, how they show that familial bond and how his children have evolved into bigger, stronger ogres. But no, it was this movie about a doll.
All right.
And I ate popcorn. It was $12. And I bought it with my own money. I've been saving.
My producer said I could have $11 to get whatever I wanted. They said I could get half Diet Coke and half full calorie Coke because it's a special treat.
I didn't get ice because I'm worried about choking.
The idea that Ben Shapiro would get ice at Burger King is like, are you trying to kill me? Look at these. Look at these.
My teeth are so weak.
I work at a retail store at the mall, so it's not uncommon that people leave merchandise for other stores after a certain period of time. They either come get it or we donate it. Clothes, sunglasses, hand sanitizer, etc. This time it was a bag of rocks. Mm. I love crystals. And this bag was full of amethyst, quartz, and selenite. Ooh. None of my other coworkers want it, and they think it's stealing if I take the bag home, but it's been a week and no one has come to collect these wonderful rocks. Can I keep the rocks, or is it stealing? Would this be an unethical source of materials if I use them for jewelry?
Oh my
That's
God.
From lot. Rock wanting near rock wall. Come on.
There's a lot going on there.
There's you a lot found, going on here.
You found, first of all, you found it. It's gems. You know what
treasure.
I mean? Like, it's treasure. Yeah. It's gems.
You found treasure.
Treasure.
Cool.
You found treasure. That's fine. I've been playing video games a while.
Yeah.
That's your treasure.
That's yours
now.
You have also waited a week, which I think is a level of restraint I don't know I would have shown. So, like, good on you.
Yes. It doesn't happen in video games where the hero adventurer finds a bag of gemstone crystals while, like, exploring, like, a temple and then, like, leaves. And then, like, 2 weeks later, they're, like, run into someone like, hey, actually, those are my gemstone crystals. I did leave them at the shrine. I've been looking for them for a while, and somebody told me that you picked them up. Give me those back now.
They're mine.
They're mine now, please.
I do think that, hey, if you're listening to this and you write video games, the next time you have one of those where it's like, sell all the, like, these are all just sellable items that you found while exploring, like, these shrines and stuff, have the person I'm selling it to be like, this is like museum level quality
this
stuff.
This is good shit.
What are you
man.
Doing with this? Like, I
I'm
found
just gonna
it.
Throw this
I picked it up.
The only
Give
things
me money.
I have here are corn and saddles. I don't know how I'm going to figure this out with you.
What do
this
I do
is
with
a
this?
Chalice.
Now, here's the question. Is
this
it stealing? Is it stealing? No. This is a lost and found scenario. I've worked retail enough to say this is going to get put into a box, and over time, it's either going to get thrown away or someone else is going to take it. It waited a week. Like, if they wanted these rocks, they would have kind of gotten them in a week.
Yeah, but like maybe that I'm pretty. There's a lot of things I need to do right now that I should be doing.
Right.
I may not get around to it today. Straight up.
It's rocks. Like,
it's rocks. Like, I might be like, I'll fucking call in a week. I don't know. I
might Jess will be
eight,
there.
I'm going to call in 8 days. Who would take my grubby rocks?
These aren't
treasure?
Grubby rocks. These were
These
purchased crystals.
Yeah.
Yeah. For, that's
at the
a great
mall?
Point, actually. At the mall.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Let's get into that. Because malls aren't doing great. And so it is a surprise to me that there is a rocks store at the mall in 2023 that is still crushing.
That's my favorite part of modern day American malls, Griffin, where an empty storefront suddenly gets taken over by the most like specific, like this shop, we only sell spices. And you're like, oh, is that like a destination thing? Do people come to the mall thinking, and oh, I gotta get some rosemary? Like, I don't think that that is what happens at the mall, yet those bitches pop in there all the time.
Always.
I love it.
The one in the Charleston Town Center before it shuttered, it played host to the Country Music Hall of Fame, a West Virginia Country Music Hall of Fame.
Nice.
Why not? You That's can do cool. anything.
Oh, my story?
Now. There's what, hey guys, there is literally a like herpetology center at the mall now where you can go like visit with like lizards and alligators and stuff. You could just go there. Awesome. That's at the mall.
Well, that's great because, you know, when I see an alligator out in the wild, I think, you know where I bet he would be more comfortable? In an empty KB Toys.
This is like the setup for like a new, like, I mean, the strike is still going on, so I can't be specific, but we'll say drugs bear or airplane serpents.
Sure.
Like like a odd sort of animal location pairing, and the animal goes fucking buck wild.
Yeah.
And
Mulligator.
Mulligator. Shit. Can we talk about a movie's not struck if we haven't made it yet, right?
Right. If it doesn't exist.
Okay. So Mulligator, TM.
Yes.
Fair.
Listen, I'm saying there's fountains in malls. Mulligator comes out. Oh, no. Yeah, I heard 20 years ago we got a delivery of these baby gators. Dang, things escaped. We'll probably never see those things again. Fuck off, man. Mulligator's angry now.
Mulligator soundtrack gonna kick ass.
Hell yeah, it is.
Yeah, Machine Gun King Kelly. Crimson.
King Crimson, Machine Gun Kelly, fucking...
Widespread Panic.
Yeah.
Widespread
Panic's there.
Fucking
Switchfoot.
String Cheese Incident.
I love that Switchfoot track, Dare You to Fight the Mulligator.
Forgot.
Dare you to duck. Dare you to punch.
It's weird. They don't do. They become more secular over time, but their contribution to the Mulligator soundtrack was extremely religious.
Yeah. We got Joseph Clay. We got DC Talk. We got all of them up in there. Newfound Glory.
All the ones.
Mm-hmm.
Puddle of Mud, I think, maybe.
That would be a great music collection. They should do, now that's what I call bands that nobody's quite sure if they're Christian.
Yeah,
not.
Right?
Like, they got that vibe. I don't think I've heard them do cusses.
Brought to you by Insane Clown Posse. Now that's what I call bands that may or may not be Christian, depending on when you check them out.
I think take the rocks home. That's the hard part. And then just leave them somewhere safe where you know where it is. And then eventually you'll be in the clear because you don't want them to get thrown away. If they're at your house, you'd be like, actually, I took those home for safety.
There you go.
I took them home for safety.
To charge them up.
That's the thing I'm worried about is the charging of them because these might have all kinds of dark stars.
No, selenite's great. Selenite's great. That's a purification deal. Don't worry about selenite at all. People use that in ASMR videos constantly. I know selenite, that's an air freshener for spiritual energy, I think.
Yeah.
The other two?
Very cool rocks, though.
Cool rocks.
Cool.
They're all cool rocks. I get it.
Charge them up. Gobble them down.
Get stronger.
Do your kids have the thing? As a parent, I feel like this is the most... the cruelest thing you could find. I know Great Wolf Lodges have them. I know that I've seen them at like any like kids' place.
Yes.
They'll have just a big bin of rocks.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Pretty rocks, but rocks.
Lovely rocks.
And then
rocks.
It's like, get a bag and fill them with rocks. Kids want this so much. And then you give it to them and you buy it. You fight and you quit and then you buy it. And then the moment they cross the threshold, you can almost see it in their eyes like, I don't have any interest.
What do I do with these
rocks? Why did you buy me these rocks? There's nothing I can do with these. Why? Sometimes the kids will just set them on the ground and walk away.
Hey, mystery solved. That's maybe
exactly what has happened right here. That could be where we got to.
Also, I would argue that taking rocks from there, Justin, and then setting them on the ground outside is the same as going to that herpetology place and returning that alligator to the swamp. That's where rocks belong, on the ground outside. Set those rocks free if you love them.
Guys,
yeah,
it's dog boy summer, and we have to stay safe. The sun is always out trying to fucking get us.
Yeah.
So Sammy sent in this WikiHow article. Thank you, Sammy. And it is, it's how to apply lotion to your own back.
Oh,
this is maybe the most specific one I've ever heard.
The wizard's throne is vacant today because he at the beach.
Oh, he had the beach. Let's get away.
He had the beach. Let's get away. He's fighting the boogie burglar off.
Is it get away or get away?
Doesn't matter.
Okay.
So dry skin is a common hassle, and your back can be the most dreaded spot to apply lotion.
Dreaded?
That's an interesting choice of words. I also think that, you know, I care about my skin, you know, moistness.
I care about your skin moistness.
Thank you, Travis. My back, the middle of my back, not exactly like, in terms of moisturization, not a pressing concern. I don't ever really interface with that zone. Obviously, if we're talking sunscreen, H2T, like, you gotta fucking protect yourself.
Yeah, I slip and slide through just a big tunnel of sunscreen. That's interesting. I come out the other side just a sloppy wet boy. Sloppy wet boy summer.
So this one I've never heard before. Squeeze a line of lotion onto the tops of both forearms and the backs of your hands. Like fucking, like you have
here,
cool.
Like here, like, just like a line straight down?
Like a lotion. Okay. Like a lotion.
And then
vein.
What?
And then do not rub the lotion onto your arms. You're going to be tempted because that feels so right.
Yeah.
Rather, let it sit on your arm in the line you squeezed. You can use as much or as little lotion as you feel is necessary to cover your back completely. Then you place your arms behind your back, bend your elbows.
Would not feel confident that I got 100% of it at that point.
Yeah. It says, depending on how flexible you are, this may hurt a little. Yep.
Oh, okay,
like,
cool, man.
Depending on how flexible you are, should be contextualizing the entire article.
Yeah,
like,
if I'm flexible enough, I'm not dreading this.
Yeah. If you have shoulder pain or are not flexible, this method may not work for you. Move your arms in a windshield wiper motion.
I don't think I can do that in front of me.
Yeah, sure.
Like, now, it's like, at any point, Griffin, in this article, does it list, like, stop driving away your friends and family with all of your weird hobbies
there
and interests
is a
and commentary?
A deep and abiding loneliness that is in the sort of background of this article, which is like, recently divorced and lost all your friends in the divorce. That's a shame. So you're going to want to do a line of lotion right on your forearms, right on there, and then do a windshield wiper. They don't take you out dancing anymore. This is like a little dance that you can do to keep yourself safe.
Lay out a trash bag on the ground, right? And then you're going to squirt lotion all over it. They're just going to lay down on your back and wiggle around like a stranded turtle.
Yeah. Okay, so this is where...
You were doing it. It's fun, right?
Mm. It is fun to do. This is where the wheels fall off. Method two, using a spatula.
Oh, boy.
Mm.
Get a spatula. You can use a plastic or rubber spatula, and a wooden one will work too, but avoid a metal spatula. They don't leave any gaps on WikiHow.
It's bulletproof.
Yeah.
They tell you everything you need to know. I appreciate this. Like, if I'm doing IKEA furniture and it's like, wait, was I supposed to use a dowel here or one of those like weird turn screw things? Here on WikiHow, they tell you literally everything you could possibly want to know. Like, for instance, like, huge. You may not want to use a spatula that you frequently use to cook.
Good.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
If possible, buy one that you can designate for the purpose of applying lotion.
Now, that is fun to show to company. They're saying, I would hang it by the front door.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's like, I got my trunks there. I got my suntan spatula. And probably like a empty big gulp cup that I can refill with sand.
Forever.
My beautiful fortresses.
Right. Right. It is possible to get splinters from a wooden spatula, so be careful when using one. Let's just use plastic to be safe. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I care about the environment, but I don't want either splinters from a wooden or laceration from a metal.
I feel
give
like
me a
giant
plastic.
Rubber spatula is end of article. Like that should just say
Can I say
that should be like, okay, the game has changed. I got it all smoother. They're like, I'm icing my back.
Yeah.
And I'm done.
I know that I'm pretty loose with my finances. But how cheap a wooden spatula are you buying that splinters is a concern, right? Is this a rough hewn, just like chunk of wood?
I have made wooden spatulas for people in my house, me, Justin, okay?
Yeah.
And they have never produced any splinters that I'm aware of. So I think this is a solved problem. I don't think we need to worry about splinters. In fact, I think that if you're at in a natural setting, I think the only responsible thing to do as a denizen of the earth is to only bring wood to the beach. Because if you lose that, or okay, what if smartass? What if a pelican comes?
Oh shit!
If a pelican comes?
And Justin, Travis, let him explain.
What if a pelican comes and you've got your great rubber spatula that was so smart and they get stuck
right there,
stuck right here. Think about that.
Ruined. Now, I know what happens when one assumes, but I assumed for decorum's sake that whatever lotion applying one was doing with the spatula would occur in the privacy of one's own home and not on the beach in front of God and everyone.
No, you got to reapply.
You go to your car to do that. Although, if I'm in the parking lot and I walk by a car where I see someone with a big spatula with lotion on it going, oh yeah, I'll call the police and the fire department because I don't know what's going on.
That may be a priest.
To at that moment be a pelican. You could easily. They don't know about the parking lot is not allowed to them. Pelicans will go anywhere. Okay,
they
and
will.
They could get right through your window. I've seen the birds. They could smash right through your window and grab. You shouldn't bring anything plastic in your. You shouldn't drive a car to the beach that has anything loose on it that a pelican could eat.
I think there's a huge business opportunity for us here for merch to do like handcrafted Justin's own wooden lotion spatulas.
Mm-hmm. That's safe.
It's safe, and the I'm a little bit worried about how we're going to sort of mass produce these. I think Juice might need to take a step back from the podcasting game and just focus mostly on his lotion spatula crafting.
And we're going to lose money.
I feel it. No, see, I actually.
No, we'll charge so much.
I feel like if I started doing this, it would be instantly more profitable than the podcasts. I feel like it would be like such a huge commodity. Like this, hey, this insane kid, this insane husky boy that doesn't even really like the beach has made an incredible tool for all of us beach, for all of us beach bums.
Yeah. That's cool. And maybe it can also be like a sand digging. No, you wouldn't want sand
Griffin,
on your lotion
we
spatula.
All felt that, right?
I
we
felt it
felt
immediately.
The feeling of reapplying after you've been digging in the sand, filling up your big gulp cup.
Now it's exfoliating.
That's exfoliating.
You don't want to exfoliate. So now we'll also need a. It's going to cut. Each one of Justin's own wooden lotion hot boy spatulas is going to cost $500, but it comes in a really nice case, like a case that a nice flute might come in. And you crack it open at the beach, you lotion up, and then you put it right back in the case.
Have you guys seen this? Have you seen what the new woke left product is?
Now, Travis, hold on. You've lost the plot a little bit. You're just doing binge shuck.
I just
shuck,
like doing that impression. Okay. And I love hearing it so much.
It's nothing. So there's also, I mean, guys, we're only halfway through this one. Applying lotion with plastic wrap. This is bad for the pelicans. Cut a 2x3 foot piece of plastic cling wrap. That's way too specific for you to know how much body, yada, yada, I'm working with. Thank you so much. If you don't have plastic wrap on hand, you could substitute a number of different plastic sheet options. If you have an old disposable tablecloth, you could cut from that. Cut a strip from a trash bag. You could even use wrapping from a big pack of toilet paper.
Jesus.
Yeah, that's a lot of sort of, you are really pointing out how much waste we create as a society.
Yeah.
Squeeze a blob of lotion on the, I mean, you guys probably don't even need me to go on with the rest of this. Stand with the plastic wrap behind you, reach behind your back, pick up the plastic wrap, squish it on you. This is going to be so messy.
I'm confused. This is why I said put it on the ground and wiggle it around like a turtle.
I think that's going to probably be better.
How are you going to put it? Is it floating in the air behind you?
Yeah, this is nothing. Buy a paint roller with a roller cover.
Now we're talking.
Now we're fucking talking. This is something that we use to apply wall lotion, which is paint.
Yep.
Paint.
That's what they call
it. We lotion up the wall so that it looks cool with paint. So this is already
so you're gonna have moist, supple walls.
A solved game a little bit.
We were at a rained out performance, not rained out, but very rainy performance of SpongeBob, and I was sitting in my beach chair, and the wetness from the thing had awoken old lotion that had been hard dried into the chair, and it reawoken this lotion. And it was lotioning the back of my shirt. And it was among the least pleasant experiences I've
ever
had from a physical perspective.
How come lotion feels so great on the skin, but shirt lotion feels the worst on the skin?
It's really bad. It's really bad, actually.
There was a linked article here that was how to make your own lotion. And I'm looking at I'm looking at all of these. And I don't know what it is, but they all look really delicious.
We should sell the lotion too. And the wood spatulas are extremely absorbent. Like, just grossly absorbent. Like, if you chuck them into a lake, you'd see something. Okay? Like,
that'd be
very
great.
Absorbent.
Yeah.
Like those, like the little capsule things that grow into a bit, like, oh, it's a dinosaur sponge. Except it's a spatula that becomes slightly bigger.
Spatula.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. Let's go to the money zone. Sorry, was that not? Oh no, Justin's mad at me.
Do it on your own.
I got to do it on my own. All of it?
Do it. Do it. Well, you're whatever your little toady can help you. I don't care.
Is that Griffin?
I don't care if your little toady, your girl Friday there can help you with your ad stuff, guy. I don't care, but you're on your own.
Well, Justin, I want to tell you about Sam's.
Tell your ass.
Tell your ass about it, Trav.
Okay, hey, ass. You know Sam's?
I do.
Hey, we gotta pee this so you can go for
Justin
it.
Justin doesn't get any money from these ads.
Yeah, just me and my ass.
I'm here too.
Oh, okay.
Your little shithead fucking toady little idiot.
What's Scott Fargus, this dude? It doesn't matter. With stamps.com, all you need is a computer, a printer, and the will to do what's right. They even send you a free scale. So you'll have everything you need to get started and get finished.
Whoa.
They have amazing partnerships with USPS and UPS for unbeatable rates, up to 84% off. Plus, Stamps.com automatically tells you the cheapest and fastest shipping options. I appreciate that. But there is a part of me that would also like to know what the most expensive and slowest option is. Like if
that is a good,
if I could pay to have
Turtle.
It hand-delivered by, like, Dwayne The Rock Johnson... Like,
yes,
handle it like he walks across the country to deliver it to somebody.
Huge.
I would consider it. So avoid the hassle.
Digital has made our lives better in so many ways. And stamps.com is just more of that for mail. Something to think about.
What does that mean?
Go ahead, Trav.
Okay.
Go ahead, Trav.
Just avoid the hassle and get started with stamps.com today. Sign up with promo code MYBROTHER, all one word, for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to stamps.com, click the microphone at the top of the page, and enter code MYBROTHER, all one word.
Making a cool website is really hard. A lot of people think, like, I can do that. I can take my pre-existing biggest social media platform on the web and just like make it even fucking cooler with like some like real, like really just like a sort of elite attitude.
Mm-hmm.
But then it's fucking sucks and it's no one likes it.
Yeah.
Listen, you don't have to look at that example and be like, well, that's what would happen if I tried a website. Because Squarespace is here to make a better website for you. It's the all-in-one platform for building your brand and growing your business online. Stand out with a beautiful website, engage with your audience, sell anything, your products, content you create, even your time. Anyway, Squarespace, we've all used it. It's fucking great. It's so easy. We got blogging tools. We got Video Studio app that helps you make engaging videos, tell your story, grow your audience, drive sales. They got member areas. You can unlock a new revenue stream for your business. Free up time in your schedule by selling access to gated content. Come on. Fluid Engine is a next generation website design system from Squarespace. It's never been easier for anyone to unlock unbreakable creativity. So go to squarespace.com/mybrother for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use offer code MYBROTHER to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Hi, everyone. I'm Laura House.
And I'm Annabelle Gurwitch. And sometimes it feels like the whole world is a dumpster fire.
Right? There's too much to worry about.
That's why we make Tiny Victories. It's a 15-minute podcast where we celebrate our minor accomplishments and fleeting joys.
And listeners call in, like Valerie, who found the perfect gift for her daughter's boyfriend, and Adam, who finally turned his couch cushion the right way.
And little happinesses, like how birdsong helps your brain.
That's science. So join us in Not Freaking Out for 15 minutes a week.
That's Tiny Victories with Annabelle and Laura, Mondays on Maximum Fun.
Whew, it's a tiny victory just to make a network promo.
Honestly.
Are you tired of being picked on for only wanting to talk about your cat at parties?
Do you feel as though your friends don't understand the depth of love you have for your guinea pig?
Look around a room of people. Do you wonder if they know sloths only have to eat one leaf a month?
Have you ever dumped someone for saying they're just not an animal person?
Us too.
She's Alexis B. Preston.
She's Ella McLeod.
And we host Comfort Creatures, the show where you can't talk about your pets too much, animal trivia is our love language, and dragons are just as real as dinosaurs.
Tune into Comfort Creatures every Thursday on Maximum Fun.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. I want a munch.
Squad.
I want to munch.
Squad.
What?
What just happened?
What was that noise?
Welcome.
Oh.
Munch squad.
Jesus, I was legitimately concerned.
This is a cacophony. A symphony of pain.
Oh.
And a profile of the latest and greatest in brand eating.
Yeah?
My name is Count Donut.
Yeah, Count dude, Donut. Hey, how are you enjoying...
Many times.
How are you enjoying Hot Boy Summer, Count Donut?
Oh, yes, the sun. The beautiful orb. My tormentor. It's delightful.
Oh.
Oh, that's interesting. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, that wasn't what I thought you were going to say.
I film the outside of my home during day.
So you're just like filming what other people are doing and then watching it at night?
No, just the outside of my, just the experience of being outside my beautiful home.
And so you're, then
in
you're,
the evening, I watch the video.
So you're filming people doing stuff.
Who would dare clamber over the gate and approach with the dogs and the various traps just to be in my home videos? No, this is just a film. A film of the outside of my home during the day so I can enjoy it.
Why do you keep everybody at an arm's length? Why are
it's
you...
A fence length.
Okay, but you said you have dogs and traps?
The traps are for their own protection.
The dogs?
From you?
Well... From me, yes. From me, the hunger could be too great.
Don't you live in a castle?
A beautiful castle, thank you.
Why do you need a fence?
It's ornate. Willy Wonka is in a chocolate factory. He still has a
book.
Fence.
Book, not movie. Sorry, Count Donut, there's a strike going on.
Oh, God.
You can talk about books. Books are fucking great, man, but the films.
Hey, Griffin, I looked it up on Wikipedia. Count Donut is SAG, so he knows.
Okay.
Yeah.
I am immortal. I do not SAG.
All right.
Oh, Count Donut. That was good.
I'm sorry. I should have saved that for after. I am ready to tell you about some new decadence. Our friends at Crispy... I had thought we would have... I'm going to have to send this image to you telepathically.
Okay.
I'll tell you when I've sent it. You should know, but just so your chakras are open. Krispy Kreme has partnered with M&M's for the first time ever in the U.S.
Okay.
Can you believe
it? Okay. What were you expecting? So real quick, just to go in the bit, Count Donut, what kind of reaction were you expecting that you did not get from me and Travis there?
Just any sort of, it's just shocking that these two are finally burying the hatchet.
Okay. So you thought that we would be like, what? M&M candy on a donut? What?
I thought Travis might be like, you know how sometimes Travis is like, he'll say something like, oh, the rapper? In this kind of.
Okay. I see. Words what, sound I see like what other words.
Yeah.
So, you know, in the future, if you have a joke that you want Travis to say, you can just tell him.
Yeah.
And he'll do it.
I'll do it.
Prescripted.
Yeah.
Begin so that these two beloved brands are finally working together.
Which brands? Begin.
Sorry?
Which brands?
Krispy Kreme and M&M.
Like the rapper?
Thank you. Chocolate candy surprise donut filled with M&Ms. This is a
like the rapper?
Okay, I'm going to show you an image of this because you're going to think that I'm making it up otherwise. Open your hearts. Open your minds.
That sucks.
Oh, God.
There's what? Talk about the red one.
Yeah, so there's one that looks like a red M&M. It's like a what looks like a jelly filled donut with a red icing and a big white M on the top of it, as if to give the illusion. Only instead of jelly, get this, on the inside, it's a fucking bunch of M&Ms.
Filled with M&Ms.
So many fucking M&Ms.
It's such a wild eating experience.
It's a bag of M&Ms.
It is also set up here in such a way that it appears that what happened is you caught the M&M, you took a bite out of it, and out spilled its spawn.
Yes,
that it was,
it's
children. That it was holding, yes.
If you bite this motherfucker the wrong way, get the broom, Doris, because it is going to be a mess. Chocolate iced donut topped with M&Ms, who cares? Peanut butter cream filled donut with M&Ms. Donut filled to the brim with decadent peanut butter creme filling dipped in peanut butter icing and then generously garnished with chopped M&M peanut chocolate candies and rainbow dots.
This one looks good as hell, actually.
Bomb.
I would wreck that.
Bomb. And then there's a mini chocolate iced donut topped with mini M&Ms.
Sure.
How many, you ask? Oh, you.
America's most loved donuts and favorite chocolate candy are together at last, and you're going to love them.
It's an apostrophe M that Dave Skinner, the global chief brand officer for Krispy Kreme, has employed here, and it is fucking hysterical. Love them.
Oh, I see.
Says my archenemy, Dave Skinner. Krispy Kreme's M&M donuts are available in shop. One would hope, and for pickup or delivery on the Krispy Kreme app and website. The specialty dozen contains four chocolate iced, four peanut butter, just four of each.
And some insulin, just right
just
there.
Just slip it right in. Donut and chocolate candy lovers, who, it's wild if you're not that, then you're still reading, but okay. Donut and chocolate candy lovers can also find, for a limited time, Krispy Kreme six-pack featuring the chocolate iced donut topped with M&Ms. If you saw this in a grocery store, I don't know what you have in near your homes, perhaps Publix or Piggly Wiggly, or maybe if you're very, very lucky and upscale, Harris Teeter. Would you think that is a new product on the market or some old shit that your grandpa probably liked?
I'm going to go with the second one there.
I'm so old, I have no scale of time anymore.
Right.
But I feel like the idea that someone is touting a chocolate donut with M&Ms on it is patently wild.
Yeah, that's, I think, like the third donut. That anyone, I'm pretty sure first donut, glaze. Second donut, they're like, well, if we put a little chocolate on it. And then someone was like, ooh, a little sprinkling of M&M. It was number three on the donut invention scale.
The six-pack donut, by the way, is available at lists here at Walmart.
Ooh.
Food Lion, Publix, Stater Brothers, Wakefern.
Some of those are made up.
And more. One of those is made up, actually, Travis. I've made up one of them. Which is it?
Stater Brothers?
They're all real humans. You trusting, trusting humans.
I'm a fool.
Despicable. You can share and enjoy these new M&M donuts by using the hashtag, it says here, Krispy Kreme.
That's a good one, man.
They don't even want you to do it.
No, they don't.
Do you think that anyone has ever done that in the history? On what? Where would I put this? Is this a thread? Also, should I zeet about my donuts?
How? Zeet and skeet it, baby.
Just zeet and skeet. How does using that hashtag help me enjoy the donut more?
Because they know, it lets Krispy Kreme know that you like them. And
yeah, but that doesn't help me. That helps me share it. I get that. It doesn't help me enjoy it.
It helps whatever mad genius came up with the idea for them to put M&Ms on the donut.
Yeah.
The rapper?
I need them to put Skittles on a donut. And the only way that they're going to do that is if we make them think that this is the best fucking shit that has ever happened to humankind.
They have introduced recently Skittles Minis. So perhaps.
Skittles Minis?
Yep.
Gotta Google this real quick. Wow, they're so they're no, I'm just finding little bags of Skittles. It's the Skittles themselves aren't small.
Maybe it was something that was rumored on the forums. I've forgotten now.
What just happened to you, Count Donut? Are they big Skittles?
Well, if we're going to include tiny candies in the donut world, then I have to be wise about them. I have to educate myself.
Yeah. We got Skittles Giants. Those are still, those you can get in the UK.
That sounds rough.
They're three times bigger. No, they're softer inside, the bag lets you know.
Oh, and now, here I'm seeing Skittles Solids. It's just a solid chunk throughout.
Yeah.
I see here Skittles Thumbs.
That's great. Thumbs.
Skittles, but they're also Thumbs.
And they've got Skittles Brittles. We just bite into them and they just shatter into a million pieces.
Now here they have fiber-infused Skittles called Shittles, and those are those are also in the UK. What the fuck is going on over there?
What about the Rickles Skittles? These have insults printed.
We have lost the plot a little bit, Count Donut.
Sun is too powerful.
But you like the sun.
I like video of the sun.
It just, I guess so. I guess that makes sense. Okay. Hi, Juice.
I'm sorry, guys. I was going to do a Munch Squad, but I don't have anything.
Justin, can I tell you what's fucked up?
What?
A vampire took over your body, and that dude spies on people during the day and then watches, like, voyeuristically videos.
Are you sure you're understanding that correctly? Because that doesn't sound like
vampire. He said he films people in his yard that come to try and take his treasures. He films them and then he watches it all. He said all night long. I can't do his voice. Yeah. He's like all night long.
Yeah. I like to watch the people. They come in.
Travis,
have you heard about this? There's traps and the dogs chase them in my yard. Donkey.
Why did we do other stuff this episode than Ben Shrek Pier? Like, it seems like that's where our hearts are.
Entertaining, I think, is the answer.
That's a good
to the question.
Yeah. Okay.
How about another question, boys?
Okay.
Yesterday, I went to a coffee restaurant. That is
the fucking wildest.
Actually, such a wild thing that I'm not sure that I can read the rest of this question. Sorry? Excuse me? You went to a coffee restaurant?
Yeah.
And ordered a coffee and a cookie. The line seemed to take longer than usual, and the stressed young man working the window apologized profusely. I politely told him not to worry about it as he handed me my order and said, "Hey, I gave you an extra cookie because of the wait." Shortly thereafter, I noticed the promised free cookie was not in the bag, merely the one I had ordered and purchased. Brothers, should I have gone back to get the promised free cookie? Would it be okay to bring this up the next time I go to the coffee shop and get it? Oh, so you do know.
You do know that's wrong, right?
You know it's called a coffee shop, for starters. That's huge.
That's huge for us.
That's from Slightly Cookieless in Palm Beach Gardens, Florida.
But you're not cookieless, though, are you?
Are you? You slightly. Didn't get a cookie.
You did get. You can't be slightly cookieless. If that is the case, then we are all slightly cookieless all of the time.
Yes.
Here's the thing, though. You went up, you got your coffee from the coffee restaurant and a cookie. You waited a long time. They said, we'll give you an extra cookie, a second cookie.
Yes.
They did not do, you left, you got out your cookie, you ate it, realized there's not another cookie in the bag. And you're like, well, huh, should I go back and get, here's the thing. If you go back, now you might get two makeup cookies, right? One for the first inconvenience of waiting in line. Second, for the forgetting of the first bonus cookie.
Yeah.
And what if you do that and they forget the second bonus cookie and they just give you the first bonus cookie? All of a sudden, we've got a sort of recursive infinite cookie scheme. Oh, yeah.
Pretty soon, we'll all be up to our next in cookies.
Yeah.
I mean, I've played enough cookie clicker. I know how this goes. I know we're doomed. It's okay.
What if you went back and you said, hey, only the free cookie was in the bag and not the cookie I paid for.
That's huge, Travis.
So we're going to is it possible they just gave you the cookie you paid for free?
You should double check that. That is a good call, Justin.
Because that's what I would do. I would just zero out that cookie and just chuck it to you. No problem.
God, that's a good fucking point, Justin.
Yeah, it maybe just didn't charge you for that cookie because I don't look at receipts. I don't know. Do you guys look at receipts?
I just eat them as soon as I get them.
I would think it's very rude to look at a receipt.
Uh-huh.
I think that I don't want to make anybody feel like they might
have. There is only one time.
I don't trust them.
Only one time I look at a receipt, and it is when you have just ordered food from a drive-thru, and there is food in that order going to children in the back who are incredibly hungry.
Yeah, then you got to check. Well, that's checking the things in the bag.
You don't check the paper trail on that one. I do it when I buy something at the Lego store, and then they're like, make sure that you leave a review at this link. And I look at the receipt and I say, definitely. And then I walk out of the store and I sit down on a nearby park bench and pull out my phone and do it right the fuck then. I gotta leave you a review. I have to.
And listen, I don't want to admit that it was me, but folks, this is the perfect time to steal Griffin's Lego purchases from him.
He's
deeply engrossed in leaving a review. If you see Griffin outside a Lego store on the bench and he's on his phone and there's a Lego bag sitting next to him, you can grab that bag. He won't notice for at least 3 minutes because he's in that review crafting it carefully.
I'm very careful with it.
Like a wooden lotion spatula. Careful. Every detail perfect. And then he looks up and he's like, ah, shit. Where's my Millennium Falcon? Again? And you've got it.
If I bought a Millennium Falcon set at a Lego store,
Strong movie. A Millennium Falcon.
Okay. If I bought a Millennium Falcon set from a Lego store, I would hire a private security company to walk me to my car. That thing costs about $800.
Yeah.
I'm going to lock it in like a nuclear football briefcase.
Yeah.
To get it to my automobile. And then I'm going to have a sort of motorcade to make sure I get home.
Griffin, I got bad news for you.
That shit. What's that?
That big, beefy security guard on your right who you trust with your life. Not the one on the left, the one on the right. That was me the whole time. It was an inside job.
God dang it.
There's a new Disney Castle Lego set that is $500. It's like legit $500.
Like American dollars?
It's $500 and it don't even got a Goofy.
It don't got Goofy? Goofy's still separate?
It doesn't even have one George Geef. It's got some of the other crew. But
if George Geef ain't there, it ain't worth it. Ain't worth my time.
How many pieces?
Okay, check this out. Mickey, Minnie, Donald, Daisy, and Tinkerbell.
All right.
They left George out?
No George, huh?
It's $500. Yeah, how many pieces? I'm going to guess 70,000.
No, that is a lot of pieces.
Four pieces? That's an easy set, man. I can build that easy.
4K.
4K? Yeah, I can crank that out in a afternoon.
What do you do with what? I would love, I've had the thought recently several times.
Yeah.
That I would love to just sit with a big adult Lego set.
Sure.
Not all like sexy? Kids,
like an adult, no, like.
Yeah,
like a sexy
Lego
set.
Erotic Lego.
Just a big adult Lego set. And I feel like I have a real desire to do this. And I feel like after I put the last piece into place,
mm-hmm.
I would be consumed by such a hollowness
yeah,
and uh-huh. a sadness You know what I mean? Like, just like it would hit me like a physical wave of depression would hit the moment I put the last brick in. I might have a few grace minutes while my kids and wife pretended to look interested in it after it was complete. But I think then I would probably sink pretty low. And that is my fear. None of this is a joke because it's not funny.
It's also Lego specific, that feeling.
No, it's really any endeavor.
It is. I couldn't spin it. You know, I could spin a lot of stuff, but I don't. Even if you're a collector, that could be a thing, right? It's like, yeah, my hobby.
Yeah.
Is that I do this. If I do it once, that's literally nothing.
Yeah.
But I would like to do it at some point. I just have to be in a really good place, you know, fun. Maybe if I have something to look forward to the day after I complete it, you know,
okay.
Like if they're opening up a crumble cookies in my town or something, and if I hear about that happening, I'm just kidding. Those things are whack, but you get the idea.
Yeah.
Just make cookies at home, y'all. Don't go.
You get it.
Cookies. You get it.
You just took a lot of stances on a lot of different shit.
Yeah, I'm trying to get some traction. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I feel like that's one way to get people into the conversation.
Yeah, give them a lot of handholds to grab onto. Some of them are slippery, but it's fine. Because
the internet shit the bed and we're not using video anymore, this won't be pulled out of context.
That's huge for us. Yeah.
Understand the whole thing. It's not going to be one of Tom's gotchas, as he calls them.
Yeah.
Where he pulls it out of context to try to shame us.
Let's stop.
Yeah. My name is Justin McElroy.
No, what? No, hold on. No, wait.
So there's still
stuff we have to say. We got new merch coming out on Tuesday.
He said stop.
We got new merch coming out on Tuesday, including a Clint the Planeswalking Janitor sticker designed by Zachary Sterling.
Oh, no shit. Really?
Yeah, it's
really
incredible. We got a mystery sale. There's limited quantities available, so act fast. And 10% of all merch proceeds this month. You're looking at the sticker? Yeah. 10% of all merch proceeds this month will go to Earth Justice, which uses the law to preserve a rich, sustainable, and diverse natural heritage for current and future generations. Also, we've got some more shows coming up on the 20 Sun and Sea Surf the Vibe Tour. We're going to be in Seattle on August 31st and September 1st, and we're going to be at New York Comic Con on October 12th and the 13th. Also, we're going to be coming to Philadelphia. More information about that, but that will be part of the New York Comic Con tour, so keep an eye out for that information. New York Comic Con will require a badge to attend the show in person. There will be badge-free tickets to watch the show video on demand online. Also, tickets for the New York Comic Con shows will go on sale Friday, August 4th at 11 a.m. Eastern Time. Get all the information and ticket links at bit.ly/McElroy Tours. Also, I'm going to be at Gen Con this week. I'm doing panels and signings and playing in some games. Get all the details and stuff, once again, at bit.ly/McElroy Tours.
Look how big these goddamn Skittles are. Thanks to Montaigne for the use for a theme song, My Life is Better With You. It's a great track. It's the song of Hot Boy Hot Dog Summer. If you're not bumping it, then you're making a huge mistake and you need to reevaluate some shit.
Okay.
All right. Let's get this sonic bath cranking.
Okay.
Okay.
My name is Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy.
This has been my brother, me. Kiss your dad square on the lips.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned. Audience supported.